This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, it is Wednesday, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Welcome. Thank you all for joining us. As always, Richard Battle in studio with us today live, along with producer Ann.
Hi, John.
How's everybody?
Hi, John. It's great to be with you.
So get this. On this day, December 1st of 1913, in Denver, we had the biggest snowstorm ever. So it was 108 years ago today. Nearly 4 feet of snow fell between the 1st and the 5th. In 1913.
Wow. Well, now's a good time to be here.
Because right now it's like 70. What is it? I was just looking at my watch. It's 72 degrees outside.
That's
right now.
Perfect.
And Richard, it's not always like this. Just so you know.
I'm appreciative.
We brought this just for you.
Or he brought the Texas weather up with him.
Is it? What's it like there now?
Oh, it's like about this, 75 today.
So
just
a little
about
warmer.
Like this.
Okay.
So
probably not quite as cool at night as it is here, I'm guessing. Or
low 50s.
Yeah, we're a little cooler here. We'll get into the high 30s, low 40s. Yeah, so, although so. Lately it's been pretty warm even in the morning. So, and you're from Minnesota,
I'm from Minnesota,
you don't care.
So cry me a river.
We're not forcing you to live up there.
I got my time. I got to do a little more time there, and then I'm out.
It sounds like prison, Richard.
I got to do my time.
I got to do my time there.
It kind of is.
Well,
I got two left at home, and then when the
farther north you go, it's
but it's pretty up north though.
What's your daylight hours like now?
Well, they adjust it. We get about 7:30 to 4:30.
Okay. So you're about an hour less than us, roughly.
Right.
Okay. And Richard, you've got a little more than we do because you're a little further south.
Yeah, a little more, thankfully.
That's the worst part about this time of year is here in about 3 weeks. The plus side is about 3 weeks. It's the shortest daylight day of the year. Everybody says shortest day, but daylight day of the year because every day has 24 hours, as we know. But I always celebrate that day because the next day it gets a little bit longer, and the next day is a little longer, and you get it. You know,
absolutely.
And you go all the way to the middle of July, roughly, or what, middle of June, I guess, end of June, and then it goes the other direction. But and that day I don't like because then it gets shorter every day thereafter because I like the longer daylight days.
Yes, I do too.
That's not a human, you know, thing because I don't know if I've ever met anyone that likes the dark other than mushrooms.
Well,
no.
Criminals.
Criminals, true. Good point. Looters, criminals. Yeah, good point.
There's something in it for everybody, right?
Well, and it's Health and Wellness Hour, as we always do this on Wednesdays, guys. We're going to do the same thing, even though Richard's here today. We're still going to do Health and Wellness, as we always do. And, you know, that does go along, though. And, Richard, you and I talk a lot about just different things, leadership, psyche, you know, things along those lines. And in the health and wellness side of the fence, this time of the year, this helps probably for a lot of people and their spirit, if you would, just their overall outlook of life when there's this type of weather we're having right now. Nothing worse than having it be, you know, 30 degrees, the wind's blowing, it's cold, you can't go outside, and then it's still dark.
Yes, absolutely.
Then it's an awful, you know, it just affects everything. So this type of weather is, I'm not complaining.
Well, yeah, then you get your vitamin D3 with this type of weather and the sunshine.
I mean, I'll take the snow as well, because y'all know what I do on that side of the fence as well. But, you know, I've always told my guys, even if it's not going to snow, have it be like this, because at least we can still work and go do other things. Because when it's that, you know, mid-30s or low-30s even, high-20s, and it's not snowing and there's no moisture and it's just bitter cold, you know, nobody wants to go outside and do anything.
I don't think you have to have a government-funded survey to prove that.
No, you do not. All right, question of the day. Yesterday's, which we didn't give any choices for because Ann thought it was too easy, although I didn't think it was easy.
No, but if I would have laid out the choices, it would have been easy. Too easy. Right.
So can you name the song that was originally written to be a Thanksgiving song but became a Christmas song? Charlie, the answer was, what is it? Charlie says Jingle Bells, and he would be correct.
Yep. See, if I would have Jingle Bells or White Christmas.
Why did it start out as a Thanksgiving song? How does Jingle Bells become Thanksgiving? Charlie, what do they say? Dashing through the snow when there is none. Okay, got it. Charlie says most places have snow on Thanksgiving. Most places.
I think it's going to grandma's for Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
Yeah. I think. I didn't think about it till he gave the answer away.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Makes sense. Okay. Top answer was Jingle Bells and Over the River and Through the Woods to Grandmother's House we go. Today, 70% of Americans say they're going to, or 70% of Americans say they like doing this year round. What is it? Answer this on the RushToReason.com website. Here's your choices: eating ice cream, at home campfires, road trips, or binge watching TV shows or movies. 70%. That's a high number. 7 out of 10 Americans say they like doing this year round. Ladies first.
Oh, I
know
the
answer. You don't count. Richard.
Well, I can't imagine there being 30% of the people who don't like ice cream, so that can't be 70%. It has to be higher, so it would have to be one of the other answers.
At-home campfires, road trips, binge-watching TV shows or movies. Again, answer that on the RushToReason.com website. And again, Richard, thanks for joining us. I do appreciate it. We're going to have a great event tonight for those of you that maybe haven't heard, but we're going to go out to Artisan Pizza right after the show tonight. We'll be hanging out there till around, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock roughly. You can stop by any time. There's no specifics as to when you show up. Just come by. Richard's going to have his new book there, and I'll probably sign a few copies for the folks that hang out. He's giving away some free coaching as well. Zach from Novus has given away some vouchers for some free rock chip repair, which, by the way, for those of you listening, Zach's giving 5 of those away, and if you get a rock chip repair done, it's about $60 to have your windshield fixed. So think about what Zach's doing there. That's $300 that he's giving away. So Zach from Novus, thank you very much for doing that. I really, really appreciate that. $150 certificate, Visa gift card, I should say, from Paul Leuenberger at American National Insurance. $400 off of a Roof Max treatment from Dave Hart. Barber's Foods, I talked to Greg today. He's going to be out there, going to bring some samples along as well, so you can kind of see what he's got when it comes to the different types of meat and things that they provide. And he can't bring it all, but he'll just bring a sampling of things that Barber's Foods. And then, of course, Artisan Pizza is going to be hosting us. And again, our I haven't said this enough probably, but thanks so much to them for just allowing us to be there. You know, they're closing down essentially tonight to allow us that space and to have some good fun. And maybe they, how should I say this? Now that there's a mask mandate everywhere but Douglas County, they're really sacrificing having us there, because I'm sure there's a lot of folks that would like to go someplace where they don't have to wear a mask. So thank you, Artisan Pizza, for allowing us to hang out at your place tonight.
Yeah, and Sandra's been fabulous to work with and getting everything set up. So I really appreciate that.
And that came from Andy as well. So Andy, thank you for just that connection with Artisan. And it'll be a great time. So those of you, even if you're in the middle of town, I know for some of you up north, you've said, hey, it's a long drive, probably won't make it. Take lots of pictures, put those up on, you know, social media and our website and such, which we will do. So those of you that cannot attend, we will do that and make it so that you're, you know, able to attend by not attending. Does that make sense?
Your virtual attendance.
Yeah, you can virtually attend. So anyways, we're looking forward to that. So if you've not been out to an event that we have, we always have a great time. It's a lot of fun. And just come by and meet everybody. Al Smith, I was talking to him a little bit before the show, and he'll be out there tonight as well. So we'll have a good time. So up next, so Franktown Firearms, by the way, down south as we were talking a moment ago. If you're looking for not only a place to shoot, but a place to get a gun, a place to get training, and they're really big on even training young people when it comes to guns and the Second Amendment, environment and the safety of and so on. And I keep saying, if you're looking for a special something for someone, Franktown Firearms is the place to go. And there's a lot of people like me where you never know what to buy them. Like, I can already tell you, as somebody like me, you can never go wrong with some sort of a gun accessory. Richard's over here nodding his head.
Ammo.
You name it. We'll take it all. We don't care. We're not picky when it comes to that end of things.
Because the only gun John doesn't like is the one I don't own. He doesn't own.
That's right. Franktown Firearms, KLZradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Step out of your comfort zone and conquer your fears at the Franktown Firearms Tactical Fun Nights. All shooting levels welcome. For beginners, Tactical Fun Nights give you a chance to try before you buy, so you can learn which gun feels comfortable in your hand. You shouldn't necessarily listen to your friends or family when they try to give you their opinions about what kind of gun to buy. Decide for yourself. Unless you feel comfortable with your firearm, you probably won't practice like you should. Moving and shooting, rather than standing still, gives you a better opportunity to imagine how you'd respond in a real-world scenario. So you start to understand why you'd want a shotgun for home defense, but a pistol for concealed carry. Rental fees waived during Tactical Fun Nights. Ammo always in stock and available for purchase. Each Tactical Fun Night will pose a different scenario, so come back again and again. Sign up now at klzradio.com/franktown. Where students become friends.
All right, Barber's Foods. I just mentioned Greg. He'll be out at the event tonight as well. So if you want to come by and actually meet the face of Barber's Foods, I encourage you to come by tonight and do so. Otherwise, put an order in. It's ranchfreshmeats.com.
This is Greg Bloom, the owner at Barber's Foods. I want to personally thank each and every one of you sincerely for the meat that you ordered from us this year. We had a great year, and we really appreciate your business. Now, you've likely noticed that we've rebranded our online store to ranchfreshmeats.com. We did this for several reasons, but one of the primary reasons was to make it easier for you to remember our company name when you tell your family and friends during the holidays where you get great quality local meats. From a Colorado-owned company that knows the origin of all of the meats that we source from family farms. For the coming holidays, we've got some great gift boxes ready. Get your Christmas shopping done early and order now. RanchFreshMeats.com. You can spell it with an S or with a Z at the end, but get to RanchFreshMeats.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Appreciate y'all joining us. And again, Richard Battle in studio with us today. We'll spend more time talking to Richard directly during the 4 o'clock hour, of course. Got a special guest, by the way, in the 4 o'clock hour that I didn't get a chance to promo because we didn't have everything all, you know, dialed in ahead of time. I didn't know exactly how today was going to line out with this particular guest. But there is she's a young lady, by the way, now, Hannah S. I'm not going to give out her last name, but Hannah S. Her brief and some things about her were read today at the Supreme Court in relation to Roe v. Wade. And the reason why we're interviewing her is because the viability of all of that always comes up in these sorts of talks. Well, she's the first test tube baby that was adopted by adoptive parents. They'd even had set law to even allow that to happen. So she was basically a young lady now going to school and came from a frozen embryo. So how value, you know, when does it start? I think I just answered that, folks. And we'll talk to her and her story in the about 4:30 this afternoon, so you don't want to miss that at 4:30 as well. So, again, appreciate everybody. And don't forget the event that we're going to have tonight right after the show, 7 o'clock out in Parker. Come by, say hi, and we are going to have a lot of fun. So make sure you guys do that. David Roddenberry joining us now from Healthy Wage. David, I appreciate you coming on such short notice. I would have had you on even probably weeks ago knowing what you're doing. But talk about Healthy Wage and how folks can get involved.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So we pay you to lose weight. We have paid out over $50 million in cash prizes for people who have accomplished weight loss goals. And we have, for the holidays, a weight maintenance challenge where you can win up to $12,000 just for keeping your weight off during the holiday season. And so it's a great way for people who are looking for a little motivation, accountability, and cash prizes to help them stay on track during the holiday season. They can win big cash prizes.
How can you go wrong with this? I mean, really, that's why I wanted to have you on. I mean, this almost seems too good to be true, David. What's the catch?
No catch at all. So scientific research shows that you're 3 to 5 times more likely to accomplish your weight loss goal if you have a cash incentive.
Okay.
And so we formed Healthy Wage to commercialize that concept and give everyone the opportunity to win prizes. Our maintenance challenge is completely free. If you decide to take an individual weight loss challenge, you decide how much money you want to put up. The more you put in, the more you win. And so it's a totally flexible model designed to really complement and provide structure to people who are undergoing big positive health transformations.
How do you keep people honest in what they're reporting to you?
Well, we require verifications at the start and the end. It's
okay.
A quick 30-second video of yourself getting on the scale in front of a mirror from the privacy of your home.
Makes sense.
And you only have to do it at the start and the end.
Again, I just question because, you know, I mean, first thing I thought of is, okay, there's got to be some way to make sure people are being honest because, you know, people are always fudging a little bit on the old scale and the weight factor and so on. So I figured there had to be a way to do that. What website do they go to, David, to make this happen?
It's healthywage.com, or they can check out our app, Healthy Wage. And our holiday challenge is the Stay Strong $12,256 challenge, or they can make a healthy wager, which is the personal weight loss challenge where they're looking to lose weight individually.
Nice. Okay. Next question I have for you. How did this all begin? Who came up with this idea of doing this on a larger level than what you would do just even on an individual, you know, one-on-one among ourselves basis? Who came up with this idea?
Yeah, so actually I'm one of the founders, and I have a master's in health policy and research. The genesis of the idea is research coming out of Penn and Harvard on the efficacy of cash incentives as a motivator. You know, obesity is such a complex question and problem for America. And so people are looking at behavioral economics as one fruitful approach, you know, using psychology to re-engineer how we think about making choices and having these financial incentive structures where people are putting up money and have the opportunity to win cash prizes, apply, you know, all of the best practices in the literature to help you, you know, improve the efficacy of a weight loss program.
Okay, that was the other question I was going to have. When it comes to how they do it, does it matter if they do it on their own or if they use a program, they go to the gym? Does it make any difference what type of weight loss program they're using, and or do you guys offer some things along those lines?
Yeah, so absolutely not. They can do whatever they're comfortable with. Again, the research shows that whatever diet program you're doing, you're going to enhance the efficacy with a cash incentive. So at Healthy Wage, we're agnostic about which program you decide to do. We do have a partnership with Jillian Michaels, the fitness trainer who has a wonderful app called the Fitness App. As part of registering for the Healthy Wager, you get 6 months free access to the fitness app by Jillian. And so she provides workouts and recipes for people who are looking for a little more structure or guidance. But we're agnostic at Healthy Wage and want you to do whatever's comfortable for you to lose weight. And we'll provide you with a cash incentive to help you stick with it.
I'm not sure how do you go wrong on this one, guys. Anybody? I've got... Ann Muir, our producer, is with us, David, today, as well as one of our great guests who normally is in Texas but showed up today in studio. So I'm asking both of them, this sounds too good to be true. How can you go wrong?
I don't think you can.
What percentage of people who apply and use the program succeed versus fail?
Good question, Richard. Good question.
So our Stay Strong Challenge is totally free. In our Healthy Wager, where you make a personal bet on yourself, the minimum amount of time is 6 months, and the minimum amount of weight loss is 10%. So these are people making huge or positive lifestyle changes. Almost 90% plus lose some weight, and between 30% and 40% hit their goal, whatever goal they set for themselves at the end of the challenge.
Great. I mean, again, this is one of those things where, I want to have you on because I don't know how you can go wrong. So those of you out there that are looking to lose some weight and or even maintain weight and get paid to do so, here's your answer, healthywage.com. David, this is a great idea. You're welcome anytime, by the way. We'll have you back in the future. I'm sure you've got these sort of things going on all year long, right?
Well, you know, the holidays are a particularly tricky period for people. That's why we have the free challenge. But we do have initiatives throughout the year that folks can take advantage of. But I'd encourage them if they think that they might be going to holiday parties or have known to kind of get off track with, hot chocolate and treats during the holidays. Why not just provide yourself with a structure? It's totally free, and you might win the $12,000 grand prize.
Awesome. This is so great. David, I appreciate it very much. And again, folks, it's healthywage.com. David, again, you're welcome back. Just let me know when you want to come back. We'd love to have you.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. All right. With that, we'll take a quick break. Gino's Auto Service coming up next. And when it comes to your vehicle, and you guys hear me talk about Gino's all the time, Gino's will take care of your vehicle in much the same way we talk about health and wellness on Wednesdays. They'll take care of your vehicle, make it last longer, save you money at the same time. Don't forget, Gino's is with a J, ginosautoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
This month at Gino's Auto Service in Littleton, receive a new set of windshield wipers with any service over $50. It won't be long before the cold weather returns, so now is a good time to make sure your vehicles are serviced and in good condition. At Gino's, any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. This month only, take advantage of free windshield wipers with any service over $50 when you mention this ad on KLZ. For over 38 years, Gino's has been serving customers all along the Front Range. Gino's is AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Be sure to check out Gino's excellent Google reviews. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
G reminders, by the way, folks, if you've got no shows, they happen. Things happen on the calendar. Maybe the other party didn't get the invite, whatever the case may be. But G reminders is a way to remind those people you have appointments with to make their appointment. I've been starting to use that as a, for our bookings, the things that we do here as a program. Richard's over here nodding his head because I've used it with him.
It works
great. And it works, doesn't it?
So
on the receiving end, what's it like? You can actually talk about that, and I haven't had anybody do that yet. So go ahead.
Well, no, it works great. I get a text message and I get an email asking me to verify the appointment, and I do it. It's a very simple process. If I mess up and don't have it on my calendar for whatever reason, then I have an opportunity to correct it.
And it's that simple.
It's very simple.
Folks, it's that easy. It works very well. And put a link up on the website. Just go to rushtoreason.com. It takes you to G Reminders where there's a KLZ discount. That's why we tell you to go there and not just the greminders.com website. You can still get there at greminders.com, but if you go through our website, you get a discount for that particular package that you want to do. And just look at it. There's all sorts of ways to make this work. And again, I'm a testament. It works very well. So it's G Reminders. Go to rushtoreason.com.
No more no-shows. Imagine a world where every time you make an appointment, your client actually shows up on time. G Reminders will send out customizable automated reminders before every meeting, so no one forgets again. You decide what the reminders will say. G Reminders will take care of the rest. With competitive pricing, affordable for even the smallest businesses, G Reminders will pay for itself by eliminating wasted time and money. KLZ listeners receive 10% off the first year at greminders.com/KLZ. Sign up now to stop the no-shows.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Michael is here every Wednesday, by the way, from 2:30 to 3 o'clock doing his show on estate planning. And it's something that you want to make sure you take care of. I have been involved in numerous situations where somebody passed on and they didn't have that end of it dialed in. And they said they did on the front side, but then when it came to find out afterwards, they didn't, and it's a mess, folks. So make sure you have that dialed in on the front side. Talk to Michael today. It's an easy phone call, and he can do it, honestly, the majority of it over the phone. You can meet if you want to, and you will at the end actually sign everything, but it's really easy. 720-394-6887, and that's klzradio.com.
Consider two women. Alice has never given much thought to what would happen in a medical crisis. Jane has an estate plan with Michael Bailey Law. On the same day, both of them are rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery. Alice's family doesn't know what to do, so they start fighting about who will decide. Jane's family turns to her oldest daughter, to whom Jane has already granted power of attorney. Make your choice at klzradio.com/estate.
Buy an investment, not a job. Because John Rush has bought and sold his own businesses in the past, he has learned the hard way what happens when you purchase a disorganized company. you end up buying a job. John knows what it's like to work 80 hours a week just to keep a business afloat. He's not a broker, but he can spot the difference between a well-run company and a chaotic one. Hire John Rush to evaluate a business before you buy it. Email John at rushtoreason.com.
Recently, the Washington Post removed major portions and made substantive corrections to two big stories about the Steele dossier. Former Trump White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer tweeted, on the next Kim Munson show, Sean Spicer explains the Post's embarrassing walkback and sounds off regarding Kamala Harris' most recent failures as vice president. Fiscal policy analyst with the Independence Institute, Ben Murray, introduces us to Colorado's new budget. Karen Levine, realtor with REMAX Alliance, notes the latest in the metro real estate market. All this Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, the Health and Wellness Edition. Myself, Richard Battle, all the way from Texas, joining us today, and producer Ann with us because we're going to have that special event after our show tonight. So come on out to Artisan Pizza after the show tonight, and it's in Parker, and you can say hi to Richard and Ann and all the good people that'll be there.
All the good people, including John.
Yeah, that's a given.
And Charlie.
And Charlie.
There we go. So Melanie Reed joining us now. Melanie, how are you today? By the way, welcome back. Appreciate you guys joining us as always. And talk to us. I know we're a little bit late because November was National Bread Month. By the way, one of my favorite foods, and I know it's hard on me, but I'm just a bread guy. If I had bread versus ice cream, Melanie, I'm the bread guy, not the ice cream guy.
I'll tell you what, I'm the bread guy too. I love bread, and I was definitely celebrating National Bread Month last month, and I'm just keeping it going. I'm joining you from Julian's Recipe. We make really delicious old world baguettes, and I have some great recipes to share as well.
All right, well, let's get into it. And for those listening, it's juliansrecipe.com. That's the website you can go to. And as always, producer Ann does a great job. We'll put these recipes up on the website later as well, so you don't have to go digging around. We'll have them very, you know, readily available. But Melanie, give us a recipe if you would.
Absolutely. You know what I love to make, especially during the holiday season, is bread pudding, because it's really simple to put together and you can enjoy these holiday flavors. I love making pecan pie bread pudding. I just get my baguette ready, cut it into cubes, and then mix up my eggs and my milk and sugar, add in some pecans and brown sugar, and it bakes for an hour. So it's really simple to put together, but not so much work as making a pie, for example.
You're making me hungry. Literally, absolutely. I'm over here like, okay, can you ship that through the phone wave here real quick, and we can just have a little taste?
Yeah, let me do that.
So we need that technology someday. I mean, I'm hoping somebody someday will make it where we can do this. You just pass it on through the phone, and here we go. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Be great.
I hope so.
Be great. Anyways. Okay, so given the fact that, and I realize that for a lot of folks, myself included, I have to watch how much, you know, bread I have. It's sort of my nemesis because it's my love at the same time. Does that make sense? I mean, I've got to make sure that I don't eat too much of it because I love so much of it, and I am that person. I'll eat it over ice cream any day of the week. But I also know that if you do things in moderation, and we've talked about this on Health and Wellness Wednesdays many, many times in the past, you keep things in moderation, you can still have bread and things like that in your diet and still do just fine.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always recommend moderation. Even during the holiday season, don't feel bad about indulging and treating yourself, but put some extra veggies on your plate where you can.
True.
And, enjoy as much bread as you want.
Okay, so tell me what makes a baguette taste so good.
The reason Julian's Recipe baguettes are so good is because we use a traditional old world recipe, European style recipe. They're actually made by master bakers in Germany, and then they're flash frozen to lock in the freshness, and they're so good.
Okay, I'm going to stop for 1 second.
Yeah.
What makes the old world different than the new world? Is it
that?
Is it just the way they combine everything together? Is it where the ingredients come from? You know, what makes it so different there versus what we would do here?
It really comes down to the ingredients, using real European butter, flour, yeast. All the ingredients are natural and sourced really, kind of naturally. So rather than using a lot of preservatives and additives.
Where can we buy these?
You can find these at Safeway. You can find these at Whole Foods and natural grocers.
Okay.
And you can also order them online at juliansrecipe.com.
I see that. So that actually makes it pretty easy as well. Okay, I also know that on here, which you don't think of these as being bread, but they are, but you do waffles too, right?
We do waffles too. We have some really great varieties of waffles as well. And they're real easy, just right out of the freezer. You can toast them, and they're
waffles.
Delicious.
Me too. Melanie, I wish you could see John's face. He is so lit up in here talking about this.
Food.
He's making Richard and I laugh because he's
food.
So animated and so happy to be talking about this.
I love food. I really do. And I'm also the guy that pancakes waffle. I'm a waffle guy all day long.
Yeah. Oh, me too. You should check out juliansrecipe.com. We have some recipes here that you would probably really like that have waffles.
One of the things that's becoming more and more popular, and I see this on your website too, I've never had it though. I don't know why. I guess I just haven't indulged enough to try it. But that's this maple chicken waffle sandwich that's getting, even in around here, it's even at restaurants and things like that, Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've never had one. What's the flavor and all of that like? I just, for some reason, breaded chicken and waffles, I just don't know that I can do that.
Well, it's based on a traditional Southern recipe, chicken and waffles. It's a very popular dish in the South. And so, you know, make it a sandwich is just kind of putting a twist on it. And it's traditionally, you know, a waffle, maple syrup, fried chicken.
Richard, have you ever had this?
I've not had
meal?
It, but I love chicken and I love waffles, so putting them together has got to be good.
And the part that I'm a little bit confused on is, do they still put syrup on it at the same time, Melanie, or how does that incorporate into it, or does it?
I use syrup when I make it, and our recipe calls for it too, just like a little bit of maple syrup, or sometimes you can like create a different type of sauce, like a glaze with like some maple syrup and some hot sauce. It's fun because you can get creative and add different ingredients to a basic recipe and add different flavors that you like.
How long has Julian's been around? Because I know I've seen you guys' product for years. How long have you guys been around?
Oh, my gosh. We've been around for a while. I'm not sure exactly how many years, but definitely a while.
Because, I've seen it forever, and granted, I'm not a young guy anymore, so it's had to have been around for quite some time. This is awesome. Ann's making fun of me, but, I just love food. I'm just one of those guys. It's partly why I have to always watch my weight and really pay attention to what's going on, because I love food is my comfort. I love food.
You and me both. I love to eat.
Me too. So, Melanie, I appreciate it. Again, it's juliansrecipe.com. We'll have this up on the website later. Melanie Reed, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you,
you
so
bet.
Much.
Have a great evening. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to eat after this, so, that's all good. But
get carbs.
Carbs, yeah. But
pizzas.
Then, like, if you're tired, though, you need those carbs. It perks you up.
Here's the problem with Health and Wellness Wednesday is when I go to the websites for the sorts of things we just talk about, it's like I'm looking at all the stuff. It's like, good night. It's all just right in front of you.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Right. I just don't know about that chicken waffle thing, though.
I've never had it yet. I guess I should just try it sometime and see. A lot of you listening, I'm sure, have had it, and you're probably thinking, John, you're crazy. Just go try it. Well, I haven't yet.
But you know why waffles trump pancakes?
Why?
You know why, right?
Uh-uh.
Because the syrup and the butter just sits in those
melts in
crevices,
there.
And it's, yeah.
Although,
it's
awesome. I mean, a good pancake is still, pretty tasty and pretty good, but I'm with you. I like the way that everything just kind of sits inside. Now, I will say this, too, though. I'm not that guy that puts all the other junk on a waffle.
Oh, no, the berries.
I'm not a berry and all that, just
no
waffle, butter.
Up.
Waffle, butter, syrup, and I want the good stuff. I don't want any of that. I mean, if I'm going to have it and do it, I don't want this cheesy, light, sugar-free, whatever. I want the whole thing.
Yeah, the real deal.
I want to feel like I had a gut bomb. I might as well just do it.
And you can also make waffles more as crispy as you want.
Right.
Which is different than a pancake.
Yes.
and changes the taste, in my opinion.
You're 100% correct. And I like mine sort of that medium golden brown. I don't like it too done, but I don't want it mushy. Yeah. You know, I don't want like a pancake. I want it done more than a typical pancake would be. So.
Yeah, anyways, it sounds perfect, doesn't it?
We're making everybody.
Now if we can just get the smell of it to flow
hungry
through here.
Yeah, I mean, someday they're going to have that technology where you can just pop it through the, whatever, and away we go. So, all right, Extreme Auto Repair coming up next. And again, folks, you guys hear me talk a lot about not only Extreme, but Geno's and just the different car folks we have. And a lot of you will think, John, why do you have so many of them? Well, first of all, Drive Radio on Saturdays, we do lots of car stuff, so I'm kind of that guy anyways. But Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, which is where we're headed to tonight, they'll take care of your vehicle. And right now, it's more important than ever because the supply chain is being affected. In fact, Sean, the other day, I was talking to him on the phone. He'll tell you that he spends a better part of his day just researching and finding the parts needed to get a vehicle fixed. And you experienced this even on your car up in Minnesota not too long ago.
I love my little Honda. I was even telling Richard about it, and it's back in the shop again.
And it's getting harder and harder. And it doesn't matter right now, by the way, what age the vehicle is. There's new vehicles running around under warranty that have issues that you will not find parts for either. So this isn't just an old car thing. This is across the board.
I have a girlfriend that has a new Subaru, and she could not get an oil filter.
That they're in short supply, by the way. So Extreme Auto Repair, folks. KLZRadio.com, 303-841-1071.
Extreme Auto Repair protects you. This is not the year to wait until the last minute for repairs because everything's backed up. You try to get your vehicle in for maintenance the day before a snowstorm, you may be out of luck. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker wants to help you maintain your vehicle before winter. So right now, they're not raising prices. Their leadership team has committed to a temporary pricing freeze to protect their customers. Thanks to their remarkable diligence, the team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker has managed to keep turnaround times relatively short. They're spending big chunks of their day, every day, calling distributors around the country to hunt down parts for their customers. Just one of the reasons we're proud to promote them on KLZ. Now, to help you get ready for winter, they're committing to a pricing freeze so you can afford to maintain your vehicle. Call them now, 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises made, promises kept.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who, by the way, is also going to be out at our event tonight in Parker. So swing by. And I've not been giving the right name. What do we call him? I'm sorry, I have not been saying
Hope
that.
For the Holidays and Every Day, based off of
there
Richard's
we go.
Book.
Hope for the Holidays. I'm sorry, I should be saying the title of the event. But
yeah, I worked so hard
I
on
know,
that, too.
Anyways, Al's going to be there. So if you want to talk to Al directly, he's going to have some of his books available as well that he's going to give away. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be there, 18 Holes to Retirement, he'll give those away tonight as well. 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com.
You've been saving for retirement your entire career. Now it's time to take some of your winnings off the table. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a tax-efficient retirement plan. You've never had much need for a financial advisor in the past because you have primarily contributed to your company's 401k or IRA. Now you're looking to the future. You know those accounts will be fully taxable once you retire, and taxes could be a pretty big chunk. Now's the time to start thinking about converting at least a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts. Your company's retirement plan has served you well, but you don't need to leave your nest egg there forever. In fact, it may be in your best interest to move some of that money before you retire. Find out how you could move into a lower tax bracket. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Don't be left in the dark, folks. Like over Thanksgiving in California, where some 65,000 homes were without power because of a forced blackout. That can happen, by the way, at any point in time. In fact, as we make changes in the energy end of things, we talk about that a lot. That could be us as well. Don't let that be you. Always have a backup plan. MySolarBackup.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Solar generators are emergency backup systems that provide life-saving electrical backup power. And MySolarBackup.com has just moved a small shipment of new solar generators through the Long Beach port. Unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous winter weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Listeners get over $700 in additional bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Enter the Solar Generator Giveaway Contest while you're there and look for the free report, How to Cut Your Electric Bill in Half. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Battle, all the way from Texas with us today in studio, and Muir from Minnesota. So we went both directions.
Yeah, the Great White North.
Went north and south. Almost about the same distance east, just north and south.
Yeah.
Am I right, Saina?
We're bipolar opposites.
Yeah, pretty
right?
much, yeah. So anyways, we got both of them in studio again. Come on out to the event tonight right after we're done here. We'll be out at Artisan Pizza in Parker. And as Ann mentioned, all of that on our website. So if you want to know any information, any details about that, just go to rushtoreason.com and it's all there. But Artisan Pizza is easy to find. It's right off of Parker Road, which is the main street through Parker. It's about halfway through town on the east side of town, but you can...
And there's a map on the website.
I Googled it. If you just put into your own mapping program on your smartphone, Artisan Pizza, it'll drive you right there. Just me giving out addresses and all of that over the phone and air and all that won't matter. So just type in Artisan Pizza. It'll take you right where we're going to go, because honestly, that's what I'm going to do.
That's what I'm going to do, too.
Yeah, type it in and go. Well, you've been there. You're one up on us. You've already been there.
Yes, it's a very lovely place.
But you're not from here, so
no.
You'll have to.
I'm like way up on you then.
You'll
like,
have to remember
like
how to get there.
Way up high. Like I'm the king of the mountain here or something.
Yeah.
Because I've been someplace in Denver that you
that
haven't
I've not been.
Yet. You
know, it's funny. It's like any other town. I'm sure it's the same in Dallas, Richard. When you sort of hang out in your area of town, that's where you hang out. You don't typically go to other parts of town unless there's a reason to be there. Parker just happens to be one of those places, and I know it's not that far, but it's just one of those places I just don't go and hang out much. I don't know why. I just don't.
Well, I'm very grateful for Artisan Pizza hosting us this evening and all your sponsors that are going to be there, and hopefully a lot of the audience will be there as well. It's a great privilege for me.
Well, I appreciate that, Richard. And it is because of all of them we're here. So I really do want to say a thanks to them as well. Chris Jolly joining us now from Fit My Foot. Chris, welcome. You guys have a very interesting thing that you've just come up with that's coming to market as we speak. Talk about it, if you would.
Yeah. Hi, John. Thanks for having us. We just launched what we believe are the world's first custom slide sandals. And they are focused on custom, so they're custom to actually each foot. Okay. We create a custom arch via 3D printing technology, and they're designed to just help your feet have better support in a much more comfortable, healthier setting.
Your website says new kicks on the block. I like that, by the way.
Yeah, I think our marketing team is definitely very creative.
Okay, so how does this work? How do folks, number one, I know the website's fitmyfoot.com, but how does it work as far as getting, you know, your own individual feet, plural, because it's a right and a left, as we all know. How do you get that done to where you get a custom fit for each person?
So we have you go to the fitmyfoot.com website, and you download our application, our mobile app, and it guides you through step by step how to take pictures of each of your feet, and it kind of walks you through the process. And then once you're done with that process, it'll say success complete, and then it goes through our process where you then will be able to see your 3D foot profile right there on the website, so you can kind of see how high or how low your arch is of your foot, kind of how wide it is. For the first time, a lot of times people discover that their feet are actually different sizes. Most people think their feet are the same. But
no, they're usually half a size or so off on each, aren't they?
That's right. In fact, the majority of people have different size feet, so it's kind of interesting to see that in a visual way. And then we
it goes through our process, and then we 3D print the custom arch piece of the of your foot to align for better support for each of your feet. So that's how our products are designed, and then we just ship them out to you.
So and you guys make also regular, like I call them thongs or flip-flops. I know you can't call them thongs anymore because that's a different name now. But when I was a kid growing up, that's what they were. So flip-flops, you make slide sandals, and then you guys also have insoles as well. And I didn't know. I knew about the sandals. I didn't know about the insoles before going to the website. Talk about that for a moment, because basically those would fit any shoe, right?
That's right. That's right. The insoles, we have insoles and then two versions of sandals. The insoles work on any shoe. So what you would do is you'd typically replace the insole in your existing shoe, take that out, and put in the put in ours, which has that custom arch support. And they are perfect for people that work on their feet all day. We like to call them industrial athletes. So, you know, people whose feet hurt from standing at work all day.
Right.
They're perfect for that. Or perfect for anybody that whose feet hurt at all. And then the sandals, we have two versions. One, I'll add the toe thong in front of.
There you go.
Yes. but we launched that first custom toe thong sandal in 2017. And one of the biggest pieces of feedback we've received since then is they wanted, a lot of people don't like that. We call it toe thong trauma,
right?
Where they don't like that. And so that's what led us to design and launch the slide version of the sandal. And in the first week, it's been really incredibly popular. So we're pretty thrilled with it so far.
Okay, I also have a confession to make. When I saw, get a lot of different press things that come my way. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. I'll get hundreds a week, Chris, and Anne's nodding her head because this is how many we get. So when I saw this at first, I'm thinking, okay, orthopedic type shoes, and these are going to look like they're shoes for a guy that's in his 80s, and this isn't going to apply to anybody that really is even listening to my program, or me in particular. But I go to the website and I look at what you guys have, and I'm like, holy cow, no, anybody out there could wear this stuff.
Oh, John, you're right on. In fact, that marketing team that I mentioned has over 60 designs available live on the website today. So we really believe, and we've heard loud and clear, that people like to make their products a little more personal, a little more custom these days to fit both the body but also their personality style. So there's ample designs to choose from, and hopefully you find one that fits your personality.
All right, so producer Ann just asked me a question, too. When it comes to the insoles, do you make those for ladies' shoes as well?
Absolutely, we do. We have both what we call a three-quarter length, which is designed for men's or women's, kind of the more cat or more
right.
formal shoes. And then the full length, which are typically for sneakers or tennis shoes. Depending
nice.
On which side of the country you live in.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Chris. So, will buy two pairs of shoes because my feet sizes are that different with, a pump or something like that. So would your orthotic help with that at all? Is there some way? Because, one is just too big.
Both a little bit larger and then use
this
instead.
Yeah, so I buy, like one is one size and the other is a half size larger. Mm-hmm. Could you use your product and only have to buy one pair?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So two things with that question. So one, the reason we customize it for each foot is it for exactly that issue, right? Because people's feet are different. And so we make each of the insoles custom to each one of your feet. So we'll be able to address that issue. In addition, if you don't want to continually move the insoles from shoe to shoe, we offer bundles of the insoles, so you can select a handful of them and get them in batches as well.
All right, so I'm going to put a challenge out to you. You and I will get together. I'll go through this. I'll get a pair of whatever. I wear a lot of shoes, so everybody does, of course, but I wear a lot of different types. I'm a different kind of man. I have as many shoes as most women do, just when I'm that guy. So I can do the insoles, I can do the sandals, I can do the thongs, the flip, whatever. You name it, I can wear it. I have no issues with that. We will get together, and I will get a couple of things from you guys and actually demo it and talk about it. How's that sound?
I think that sounds wonderful.
I'd love to.
We love your feedback of all kinds, John. That sounds great.
I'll do it. Chris, I appreciate it. Again, we'll have you back because I'm going to do this, and we'll have you back after I get him, and we'll talk about it. How's that sound?
Great. Thanks very much.
You bet, Chris. Thank you very much. Chris Jolly, again, it's fitmyfoot.com. And really what they've done, and I apologize for the connection delay there, but really what they've done after looking at all of this and researching it, and the reason why I wanted to have him on, is they have taken what you normally have to go spend hundreds of dollars, in some cases thousands of dollars, to get done. You can do in an app and do it for under $100. I'm looking at the website, folks. It's that inexpensive.
That's really cheap because I've paid for.
Yes, and Richard's stuff. Nodding. Yeah. You're yeah. So you guys know what I'm talking about. Normally, custom-made orthotics are extremely expensive. These are not.
Yes, I have wide feet and I have a oddball size and always have a hard time finding shoes, and I hate returning items, so I can't mail order shoes.
Right.
And
right.
So this solves a lot of those issues.
So their custom plus insoles are $100.
That's really a good deal.
Yeah.
Custom made. And
yeah.
The more you buy, as he said a moment ago, the cheaper they get because they'll bundle them up for you. Again, one of the reasons why I had mine, and I'm really, folks, I'm being honest when I say this. When I first saw it come across my email in my inbox, I'm like, oh, old guy shoes. Okay, nah, I don't want to mess with it. And then I'm reading and I'm like, oh. And then I go check out the website. I'm like, oh, well, wait a minute. This isn't so bad. I mean, this is actually pretty cool. In fact, there's a lot of people, myself included, where if you're on your feet all day long, and we were talking about being an auto technician earlier, Ann, and that is one of the downsides of being an auto technician, is you're literally standing on concrete all day long because there's no way to put a rubber mat down and work on cars and do the things you need to do. You're literally on concrete all day, every day, and it's hard on your feet. And I've got some ramifications from doing that all those years, even for myself. And if I would have had these back then, I'm sure I wouldn't have some of the same foot issues I have today. Folks, this is the real deal. I'm not kidding you. We'll put it up on the website later tonight. I will demo these things and tell you guys exactly how they work. Fitmyfoot.com. We'll come right back, though. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. I talked to Eli, by the way, from there this morning. And, man, guys, they are loving the fact that they are giving away, and I'm being serious here, folks, because it's a giveaway, the Absolute Advantage membership. It's only good for KLZ, Rush to Reason, Drive Radio, and so on, listeners. It's a simple phone call, 720-526-0231. He and I talked this morning about something special we're going to try to do for Christmas that I'll announce once I know more. But in the meantime, go to klzradio.com or call 720-526-0231.
Increase comfortability in your home with a UV air purifying system from Absolute. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air offers dynamic air solutions you won't find at most HVAC companies. Unfortunately, not all air purification products deliver on their promises. Before selecting a product, the team at Absolute personally met with the scientists who developed the technology, installing systems in their own homes to make sure they really work. The science makes sense. Your ultraviolet purifier attaches to your furnace, killing particles like dust, mold, and even most viruses at the source before the air blows through your vents into the rest of your house. One small unit purifies the air throughout your home, eliminating odors. Call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air today for an air purifier that works. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we're back. Ann's giving me a bad time, by the way. So, no, we won't have everything up on the website right after the show because we have our event, but after that.
Oh,
we'll
I have to work till midnight, 1 a.m.
Yeah, so you
gotta
be up till like 2 a.m. putting all the stuff up.
Yeah, all right.
If she's over in the corner tonight, you know, working, you'll know
it's
why.
It's because John.
It's because I'm making her.
She's making me work so hard. That's
cracking
right.
That whip.
She can't work at the event. She's got to have fun and meet everybody.
Cracking that whip.
See, thanks for standing up for me, Richard. I like Richard. Never tell how much I like Richard.
I like Richard, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Richard.
So honestly, Richard, it's a joy having you in studio today and coming up and spending time with our folks tonight and all that. So I know if they don't appreciate it, I sure do, and I know they do, though.
Well,
so.
It's my pleasure. I'm excited to be here after all these months we've been talking.
Looking forward to it.
It's been great.
It'll be great. So, all right, folks, that's it for hour number one. If you missed any of it, you do have to catch it via podcast because the National Crawford Roundtable is tonight. Otherwise, hour two is next. Richard and I will talk for about 30 minutes, and then we have a special guest joining us, as I said earlier. Her attorney, it's Hannah S., and her attorney is going to join us and talk about the brief that was actually before the Supreme Court and part of the decision-making process that they went through today. We'll be back in a moment. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.